Bayir Chaye Soro, Meir Shona, the Esrim Shona, Vesheva Shonim, Shnei Chaye Soro, the years of the life of Soro. So Rashi says, Lekach Nichtav Shona Bechol Klau, by each one of these units, it says the word Shona. Laimelucha Shekalecha Nidrish La'atzmai. Bas kuf ke bas chof le chet, and bas chof ke bas zayin le yoifi. Sefer Kol Ram, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechazad, the Kodesh Lebracha, he says a different pshat. Why shona, shona, shona? Al pi gemara in Shabbos, da pei tesam in days. The gemara says, lo sed lovei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will tell Avram, Ram Avinu, banecha chotu. He says, Rabbi Shalom, you know, Yimachu al Kedusha Smecha. He'll tell Yaakov, Banecha Chotuli. So he'll say the same thing, Rabbi Shalom, Yimachu al Kedusha Smecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Loi Besabi Taimo, the Loi Bedardiki Eitzah. The older ones don't have reasoning, and the Dardiki, the youngest, don't have an Eitzah. So he'll go to Yitzchak, and he'll say to Yitzchak, Banecha Chotuli. So Rabbi Shalom, my children are not yours. When they said Naser Kaidim Lin Ishmael, you called them Bni B'chayri Yisrael. And now it's my children and not your children. And Yitzchak is going to make a cheshbon. How much are the years of a regular person? Shivim Shana. Take 20 years away, they don't punish them. They're not Bnei Yishim until they're 20. So you're left with 50. So out of those 50, 25 years is at night, they're asleep. So you're left with 25. Out of those 25, take 12 and a half that they daven, they eat, and they're roisik, and Beis HaKisa, and their own tzorchei haguf. So you're left with 12 and a half. See if you want to be makabel at all on yourself, good. If not, pal yolayo, pal yalach, I'll take half, and you take half, and everything will be fine. Don't state in the Gemara. So you see from this Gemara that every person has chalakim of his life. There's times when he eats, times when he sleeps, times when he does avodas Hashem. So those times that we sleep and we eat, we don't get perhaps einshim for doing averis, but at the same time we don't get schar for it. Torah is telling us over here, in every chelik of shana, of sarei imenu, she got schar. Favos, number one, because even when she was oisik in her gashmias dikinyonim, it wasn't the Gashmi's Dikinyan, it was totally L'Shem Shemayim, totally L'Shem Ruchnias. Second of all, she was so dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even if she was Isaac in something of her own Sarkei Agu, she would give it up right away. She would give up her sleep, she'd give up her own personal Hanoah for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it says, Meir Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'shever Shana. If the years were negaya to her avoida, she's a chagatzchar for that. Even if the years were negaya to her tefillah or to her physical zachen, those shanim she also got schar for, because her life was kulay one big avoidas Hashem. Ka'in Zer Moshe says that's shat nasa v'nishma, that because they said nasa v'nishma, we'll do the mitzvahs, but v'nishma will always be on the alert to hear what you want from us, and we're going to do it whenever you call us to be ready. So they got schar even when they weren't doing the nasa. They got schar even when they were doing the reigen and tzarchi aguf, because they were always on call. V'nishma. We're always willing to listen. What is the call of the moment? And that's the same thing with tzarei imenu. Hagam, most people don't get schar for their tzarchi aguf, but tzarei imenu, in every chelik of shana of her life, she got schar because everything was l'shem shemayim, and she was always ready to be mevater on her own for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the parsha of Sori Menu being Nifter, the burial in the Maras HaMachpelah, so the Ramban says that this parsha was written for three reasons. Number one, V'nichtev v'zois ha-parsha lo hidiyah chazdei Hashem HaMavrah. Teaches the chesed of Hashem. He was a Nasi Elokim in the land that he came as a ger. He came as a stranger. And he was a Nasi Elokim. And everybody there, they called him Adoni, He never said that. He never claimed any Nasirs. He never claimed to be a big Tsar. And Afal Pikein, they called him that. So in his lifetime, he was able to see the Kiyum of the Haftoche, V'agav L'Shemecha V'yei Bracha. And also, that his wife was Nifter and buried in the Nachlas Hashem. That's reason number one. Number two, the Torah wants to be Maidiyas, the Mokim of the Kfur of the Avos HaGdoshim, because we're Mechuyev to be Mechavet, the Mokim Kfur of the Avos. So the Torah is Maidiyas where that is. Chazal say a third reason, that's the Gemara of Bava Basra, Dr. Zion, that this was one of the Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu, that he wanted a place to be Kaver Sora, he couldn't find it, and he had to buy it Bekesef Molech, 400 shekel, which was an enormous amount of money, not Stam Shekel, no Eiver LaZeicher, Kantor and Gedolim, that everybody would take. So it seems that the first reason and the third reason are really contradicting each other. The first reason was to teach us Chazdei Amokim, Avraham Avinu was Zeichet, and Asil Kematob Zeichenu. The third reason is Adarabba was a hardship for Avraham, was an assignment for him. So how do you balance these two things? They should both be emes in the same inyan. And another thing you have to understand, if this was an assignment, which many they reckon this as the last of the Asar and his Yainis, Avraham Avinu was Mamash Mekayim the ultimate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Akedus Yitzchak, Atoyadati Kireil Gimat. This is the greatest single schus that Klal Yisrael has. So what could this Nisayin be more? What could Avraham Avinu prove over here that he didn't already prove before by the Akedah? It's not Mestavra to say that the burial of the of Sarah was a greater Nisayin than Akedah's Yitzchak. It's very sure to say something like that. So if Simchas Yisrael writes that Zal, the Sefer Sam Derek, he's Mevarer, that if you look at the Nisayonis of Avraham Avinu, there's a pattern over there. That Avraham Avinu was tested in words of Hashem that contradicted each other. And he didn't ask Kash. The oftenest theories. Number one, it says, Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz. So Rashi means Amashem the Medrash. There was only a Rav in that land, in Eretz Yisrael. To test Avraham, if he's going to be Mahari after the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told him to go to Eretz Yisrael, and now he forces him to get out of it. So it was a steer in the words. Same thing with the Akeh, there was also a steer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says at the end. First you told me, then you said, and then you said, so it was a steer. And Avraham Avinu didn't question. He went and he did it anyway. The emes is that the parish of Kfuras Sarah is also a steira, because HaKadosh Baruch had already promised Avraham Avinu the land. Ad kedei kach, he was able to say, ger v'soyshav anoichi imachem. If you want, I could act like a ger, but if you want, I can act like a toisha. HaKadosh Baruch had already promised him marriage. Right? And then he's having a hard time finding a kevah for Sarah in his hardest time of need. He has to go beg, and he has to go bugzuk, he has to bow down. That's also a steer in the words of Hashem. So again, comes back to Kashas. What's this different than the other Nisyanis? So Zogt, because Yisrael wrote, there was something special over here, and that's the first reason of the Ramban. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim the Akedah. So you think after the Akedah, Mamish, life would be a cakewalk afterwards. Not only that, Vayelech Avraham L'Ber Shabbat. He went to Be'er Sheva right after the Akedah. Why? He's up to Ramban. That's where he had the Eshel, Vayitel Eshel to Be'er Sheva, and that's where he had a Mizbeach. So he went to thank Hashem by that Mizbeach and to bring Kurbanis. So Mamish, first the Akedah, straight to another Avodah Mechayel El Chayel. And what happens right after that? Reality hits him in the face. Sorry, Imenu, his life's partner, is Nifter. It's like, it's mamish, like the worst thing, besides being a steer, it's like mamish a patron pie. What did Avraham see in all this? He saw the chesed in all this. The lamaisa, they said, lamaisa, the words of Hashem u'makuyim. That's one of the hardest things to do. When a person is living through adversity, he's living through shverikait, and he's tzibrachan, and Avraham Avinu of Asara, this was his life's partner, and Afal Pikein, he was able to be makir, the good within the bad. Like we mentioned last week, the Asar and Asiyanish and Asmasa of Rama Avinu are meant to place it in our genes that we should be capable of doing the same thing. And that's something. See, he wasn't Asmasa in that before. This is the first time. This is a special Nisayan that he was tested in his moment of hardship. And when you can ask the ultimate kasha, after the Akedah, I should lose Sarah. And after, right after the Akedah, I went to Beersheba. And right then, I should lose Sarah. And mitoich that, he saw the chesed. That's a tremendous, tremendous nesayin, which he passed with flying colors. And Lemaisi, he ingrained it in Klal Yisrael, that they should be able to see the chesed, even when times are difficult. Vayomer Hashem Elokei Adonai Avram, Hakreino Lefone Hayoyim, make it happen today. Vasei Chesed of Adonai Avram. Eliezer, he davened for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he was getting into the Shlichus, he davened to Hashem, Hakreino Lefone. Now the Lashon Hakreino Lefone sounds like it's a mikra. It sounds like happenstance. One would have thought that Eliezer wants a siman min hashamayim, so he wanted to be out in the open. So why is he davening for hakrin olafanai? Like, make it like a coincidence kind of a thing. What's the pshat over here? So some sefer says a gevaldik pshat. Avraham Avinu, when he went through the nesayin of Ur Kasdim, it's not brought down in the Torah. So the Ramban at the end of Parashas Noach, there's a whole vikuach with the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban says that a klal is when a nes happens and people are not moida al hanes, if it's not said by the Navi and people are not moida on the nes, so then it's not brought down. It says the people in the times of Ur Kasdim at the time that made a big roishim, of a soif kol soif, they weren't moida al hanes. And he says it's not brought down in the Goyishi history books. So I brought down because they were you know, machish b'shas ma'isa. They said it was kishiv, the same way you find it the mitzriim l'chadchila by Moshe Rabbeinu. They said it was kishiv and they wanted to imitate it with their kishiv. So too, that's what happened in the times of Avram. And it's not brought down. So Avram Avinu already learned the lesson that nisim do not necessarily make a person, because if people want to liken up, they could always say it's totally in this, it's all totally in that. However, when they see that B'derech HaTeva, there's a chain of events that creates something that Yeshua from Hashem, and it's Oizek Cheshmet exactly, that already makes a rosh. Now you can't be totally in Kishiv, you can't be totally in whatever, and there's too many things that happen that just to say it's a coincidence that you can't do. I mean, you find that with Marshall, that the Mice of Purim, Memchas Nevi'im were not able to bring Klal Yisrael back Lamutiv, and yet the Ma'is of Purim, there was a new Kabbalah Satayra. Why? It all happened to Hester. It all happened, a chain of events, one after the other, that fit into place like a picture puzzle. So that's the pshat over here. Eliezer knew, he knew who he was dealing with. He said, hey, Yais, the derech of a person is that when you just see an ace, you're not necessarily in a spoiler says kishav. He would tell them everything about Kfitzas Aretz, and only be samech on that. They would say, "Yeah, I'm good. You made kishav. You did this. You did that, right?" So he wanted it to be hakrin all the fun. I make it in an oifer of mikra that there should be a chain of events where one leads to the other and one leads to the other, that you'll be able to say that it wasn't just hocus pocus. You see how everything fit into place with the cheshav. That's the hakrin olafanai. I was thinking differently. I was thinking, Nemes is the Sfar Magdashim say, what was the purpose of sending Eliezer and giving all these instructions? And if, let's say, she doesn't want to come with you, you'll go someplace else. Rav Avinu knew that Rivka was the Zivah, but it says that by after the Akedah, you know, he received word with Ruach HaKadosh that Rivka was born, he understood that this was it. So as far as HaKadosh would say, Afal Pi Kein, he wanted to do it B'derech HaTeva, Favos, because who knows how many things could happen to Shter. The Satan will do anything to Shter. So Meili wanted to do it b'derech hateva. It's the same thing over here. Eliezer was saying, Hakrino lefana, it shouldn't be so out in the open. So that we know that when things are out in the open, the koiches hatuma, they have a shlita over it. That's why he wanted it to be hakrino lefana. Rashi brings down on the posik, v'ovei hayoyim ha'ayim. Rashi says, hayoyim yotzosi, v'hayoyim bosi, mikan shekovtsu lohoret. Omer Ravacha, yofas yichosna shalavdei oves l'fnei ha'molkim, mitoy rosna shalbonim. The simple talk of the Avdei Yovis is greater than the Torah of the later generations. The Parsha of Eliezer is mamish elaborated on. It's doubled over. And there's so many halachas in Torah later on. You learn out from an ois, from one letter. So Chaim Shmulevitz explains that the Kavon of Chazal is that the Sikh of Avdei Yovis, there's more Torah than the Torah of Shalvanah. If one letter, the Torah teaches us, Kama Halachis, in every letter of Sichos and Shalav Deyovis, there's many Gufei Halachis in Hilchas Deyus and Derech Eretz. And he says, this is the lesson that he used. He says, the Torah and Shalbanim teaches us what a person is mechuyev to do. The Sichos and Shalav Deyovis teaches us how a person has to look, what his tzura has to be. There's all these parshiyos over here before the commands. This is the tzura, how a person has to fear, how we have to look. That is the sichos and shalav the yovis. And then it says, that's the derech eretz called Malat Torah. I once saw a mimer from Rav Huttner about the relationship between a parent and a rebbe. So he says that the parent is the derech eretz called Malat Torah. And that's the yovis. Once that keli is formed to be able to accept the Torah, then it's the Rebbe's tafkid to light that candle and to be able to make the candle burn. But the keli for that is derech eretz. And here the Torah sets the stage in Sefer Bereishis. That's the keli, that's the derech eretz. Sefer Shemois leads into Matan Torah and so on. That's the Torah and Shalbanim. That is what we have to do, what we can't do. This is the tzura of how a person has to look. The first thing that Eliezer said was, I'm an Eved of Avram. The Rainer of Avram Yafin, the Rosh Hashiva of the Vardik, he says, we find that the Torah gives ganze titles to Eliezer. Ayyim Avram ko Avdoi, Zekan Desoi, Hamoshel, Cholash Eloi, Mamish, one title, a second title, a third title. And yet, Eliezer, when he comes here, he just says, Eved Avram Anoichi. Eliezer was mamish, he was the elder statesman of Avram's house, not only in the Gashmias, but in the Ruchnias as well. In the Gashmias, he was in charge of the whole estate. In the Ruchnias, he's the Amesek Eliezer. Doilu umashke mitayros and sharabi lacherim. He was the Rosh Hashiva. He gave over Avram Avinu Shiurim to the rabbi. And then he became the apotropis, the caretaker over Yitzchok's Nechosan, and to fear Duruch the Shiva. So it would have made sense. He would come in and he would introduce himself. I am the Eved of Avram, and I am the elder statesman, and I am this. He would give more chashivas to the shiva. He's not just somebody off the street. He has tremendous chashivas. He carries a lot of weight, and he was sent. But he doesn't do that. Eved Avram Anoichi. So Rami Yafin says, take a look how much Gvuras Hadas it took from Eliezer, and then the Midah Vanovit. He didn't give himself titles. He didn't say who he was. Eved Avram Anoichi Zehu. And that goof is Moshel B'chol HaShaloi. That's an emesdik in Moshel. A Moshel is someone that's able to hold back on his egg in a covet and keep it quiet and keep it still. Eved Avram Anoichi Zehu. I was thinking a little bit differently, but it also goes into the Moshel. I was thinking that we know, everybody knows, the Chazal, the Bas HaYaloi L'Eliezer. And he Bemis wanted her to marry Yitzchak. And he suggested it. He was Meramas. Ulai loy soyve ho yishol alechas. You know, acharai. Now, Avraham Avinu told him, Ator, Rubin Chaboruch, Vein, Orem is David Chaboruch. But Eliezer had that negias, and he had to fight that negias. So the first thing he shtel davek was, Eved Avram Anoichi. I'm the Eved of Avram, and this is why I'm here. He had to be koveyed in himself. And the emesis, the Sfarim speak out, that throughout the whole parasha, his own name is not mentioned. Ha'eved, Vayomer Ha'eved, Vayomer Ha'eved, Ha'eved, Ha'eved. It's showing us the mahalach that Eliezer took to this whole thing. I'm an Eved and have to be Mevatel. Like, there's no me, there's no I. And the Seif Dover was, the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu freed him. And then he became an I, he became a person, because then he showed he was right. The problem with Kenan was he wasn't willing to be Machniah himself, not to his father. And who knows what the world could suffer from, and we see what they're suffering from. But Eliezer was Machniah himself to such an extent. His whole Metzias, the way he introduced it, was Eved Avraham Anochi. So he was zoiched to a tremendous, tremendous mile of Avraham Avinu freedom. Interesting story. The Chofetz Chaim once came to a certain city, and when the Chofetz Chaim used to come to a city, you know, he kept his identity unknown. He didn't say who he was. He tried to keep it hidden. So one time he's learning in the Beis Medrash. He comes over to him. He says, "Rabbi Yid, would you like to be my guest for a meal?" So he says, "Yes, yes." You should know, I'm the Chofetz Chaim. What? Chofetz Chaim? Ooh, mamish, the guy's mamish be simcha and gedayla. So he asked him. He says, "Mamanusha." He says, "If you wanted to be hidden the way it seems, so why did you tell me you're the Chofetz Chaim, right?" And if you're telling people you're the Chofetz Chaim, so you should have been mefarshim it before. So Chofetz Chaim said, "Ben, I don't want covered. I don't want people to make a big deal out of me. I want to stay mamish. You know, I don't want to hear. I don't want anybody to know about me. However, if you already came over to me and you asked me to come to your house, I have to do the same hanhogia that Eliezer said. The first thing he said was Eved Avraham Anochi. Why did he say it?" He says, "I'm an Eved of Avraham, and you should know that my achila might be different than your achila. So before you give me food to eat, you have to know that I'm makbar on certain things." So I said, "I'm the Chofetz Chaim because I'm makbar on certain things." And he started checking up who's the sheikh, and who's this, and who's that. But he was like, that's why he said that he's the Chofetz Chaim. There's a Moividike word over here. Pshat. Amidst the children of the B'nai Yishmael, it says, Umishma, Viduma, Umasa. Three people, Mishma, Duma, and Masa. Chayr doesn't tell me much, you know, it's no chidi, you know, three names. The Peladik thing is that Tagmi Yainsim and Uziel, instead of doing what he normally does to bring down the names the way they're said in the Chumash, he teaches them. He teaches Utsmisa, Ushisuka, Visuvra. They're names of people. So why did he teach it? Like, what was the purpose of teaching it? And he says, like, Mama Chappelle. I saw that the secret to this riddle is brought down in the Rambam and Igeres Tank. He writes about the Arabs. He writes about Yishmael. So he says, "Omer David Amelach Ol Hashalom, v'ani techerish lo eshma, uchi ilayim lo yiftach piv." Like a deaf person that doesn't hear, and like a mute person that doesn't open up his mouth. Like Chazal told us, legabe Yishmael, that we have to be soluble the lies of Yishmael and to be quiet. And there was some of this on the Pasuk when it says, Mishma Viduma Umasa. So that's really what the Tag Mi'ayinusin means. Utsmisa, you have to listen to what they're saying. Ushisuka, and you have to be quiet. Visuvrin, you got to be saved. That's the only way to handle with them. Right? It's not going to help anything else. We're in Golas. You have to light Zachon from them. Or as Rabbunu Mepshiski used to say, that heron, Schweigen und vertrauen. Now, I was thinking to myself, it's been already 70 years, the state of Israel, 70 years. And every time we schmeiß them, health garnished from the very beginning. You know, the War of Independence, and then you had the Sinai War, and you had the Six-Day War, and then you had Yom Kippur War. And even now, this last war that Mamash Tshmetter has voted, they're backing it. They're back again. They're rearming. It's scary what they're doing. How much scary? So obviously it's not working. Now, it's too late today to just be quiet, you know, once we got ourselves into the mess. It's a big problem. But over the years, what was the handle around with Yishmael? We heard, we were quiet, and we were silent. That was that all. And that's what Golas is all about. You know, we have to handle our Pita Torah. The Torah tells us exactly how to handle Yishmael. And that's why over here, the Tagim Yayin and Tagim Taich is like that. Murray the Kid, sorry. I couldn't jump.